Hello, and welcome to season two of the Working While Homeschooling podcast, the podcast for workingwhilehomeschooling.com, where our mission is to help homeschooling parents make money, maybe even have a career, while continuing to homeschool and without losing their sanity. My name is Julie. I am your host and resident career coach today. I want to thank you all for joining us and listening in. I hope you're doing well. On today's episode, we'll be talking to Terry, who is a language arts online instructor.
So, can you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Hi, Julie. My name is Terry Hedrick, and I am a homeschooling mom. I'm an educator. I've been an educator all of my life, and I still teach part-time online. And I run my own business, my own homeschool consulting and evaluation business, and I create homeschool curriculum. And I have written a book for moms, not only homeschooling moms, but just moms in general. My girls are both in high school now, and we've been homeschooling from the beginning. And we just love it. I think the homeschooling lifestyle lends itself to us being able to do multiple things, you know?
Absolutely. So tell me, how did you kind of get into this? How did you get into, you know, teaching and creating curriculum and everything?
Oh, okay. Well, you know, like I said, I was an educator before I was, right out of college, really. And before I was married and before I had my kids, and I taught in the elementary schools and I loved it. And I never thought that I would be homeschooling, but once we decided not to send my oldest to the Montessori school that we were planning on sending her to, it just kind of became a natural progression of things, you know, because I was in the elementary school. So I figured, yeah, I can homeschool through elementary school. And then I got my certification in high school and middle school, and I started to teach high school and middle school online. When I started homeschooling, I found myself kind of lonely for that intellectual output, and I missed my colleagues. And I mean, I was older when I got married and older when I had my children, so I didn't have any mommy friends really when I first had my girls. So I missed that, and I especially missed my students in the classroom. I love teaching my own girls, of course, but something about teaching others' children that's just kind of, I guess, in my blood. And so I still do it. And I teach high school now online, and my student population is kids in a juvie boot camp and kids who are hospital homebound for whatever reason, and kids who are in a drug and alcohol rehabilitation facility.
Well, how did you get into the online teaching? Because I know that there are a lot of homeschools that are kind of interested in that concept.
Yeah, and even more so now. I mean, I was in a Catholic co-op. My girls were very small, and I knew a bunch of ladies, and they knew somebody who was running. It was a Catholic online school, but at that time, it was brand new, and honestly, nobody really knew how. I mean, the platforms were really clunky, and it worked, but it was difficult, and there wasn't a lot of support because nobody had ever done it before. Then I took it to our local college here, and they were also starting an online teaching program. So I sort of helped develop that program based on what I had learned the previous year at the other school. After that, then I went to Florida Virtual School, really big and huge, had a lot of money behind it. And so, you know, that platform was awesome and great. And they had systems in place that worked. Now I'm on my fourth.
So with your kids in school, how does that kind of work? What is kind of like the typical scheduled school day look like for you guys?
A typical day now that I'm working with this other company, and now I'm teaching part-time. I did teach part-time all along online, except for I had a 4-year run as a full-time online teacher while homeschooling, which was rough. Part-time is perfect because when you're an online teacher, generally you can set your own hours aside from when the students need you. So my schedule right now looks like I take Wednesdays for my office hours. The rest of it, as far as like grading and stuff, I can log on and do that whenever I want to. So sometimes I'll even leave it until after dinner. But that's a general outline, typical day for me, how it works now. Works well.
And your girls are in high school, so are there particular curriculum or homeschool resources that you kind of like and use in your own?
And I'm a curriculum junkie. I love it, right? We use, it's homeschoolconnectionsonline.com. They have online classes that you can pay for that your kids can take live, or you can sign up for a recorded subscription. So it costs around $300 or $400 for the year, but then you have access to every single course that they have ever taught in all of the grade levels. So we have loved Homeschool Connections Online. There are two. Don't confuse it with homeschoolconnections.com. That's different. This is homeschoolconnectionsonline.com. And we've done both live online classes and the recorded online classes. And we have really enjoyed those.
Okay, great. Thank you for that resource. Yeah. All right, so how in the world do you actually do it all? Because I know people look at me like I'm crazy when I tell them I do this.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And that's a question that it almost hurts my heart, right? Because I think that people who ask me that question or think that I do, quote, do it all, you know, have a misconception about my life and how it really is. Do you know what I mean, Julie?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I don't do it all, you know? I mean, I can't possibly do it all. And I have learned over the years, I think my 4 years of full-time teaching and homeschooling have taught me not to even strive to do it all, because God doesn't want us to do it all. Who wants us to do it all, right? Just talking from personal perspective, my husband doesn't want me to do it all. My children don't want me to do it all. If my employer wants me to do it all, well, then that's probably not really a good place for me to be, because my employer, you know, not talking about my own business, but the company that I work for that I teach through. Right now, my company is awesome. They know that family should come first. The answer to that question is I don't do it all. I can't possibly do it all. Some things fall by the wayside. I try to do as much as I can, but it's like homeschooling in itself. When you work in homeschool, it's like a rhythm. You know, some days you feel like you can get a lot done over here. Some days you feel like you really dropped the ball, but then you pick it back up. I think for me, the things that fall by the wayside are meals. Like my girls are big enough now, they make their own breakfasts and lunches and sometimes dinners. And it would come to be dinner time and I would just be just wanting to cry in the kitchen. What are we going to eat? And my husband would pick it up. He'd say, don't worry about it. And sometimes we didn't eat the best meals that I would think in my perfect mind that my perfect family should eat. But I let that go a long time ago. You know? Yeah.
So that's the moral of the story. And I agree with you. Some things you either have to delegate or you have to let go. Absolutely.
Yes. And here's another thing that I want to say that's really important that I wish I had done when I was younger and when my girls were younger. If I could do it over, I would reach out to more people, make more friends sooner, and not think that I had to do everything all by myself. And I would have reached out for help. I would have banded together a group of new moms and said, hey,
build your community.
Yes, how can we help each other? But I did not do that because I thought, I can handle this. I can do this. You know, it's no problem. But the truth was I couldn't do it. It was really hard. It was really hard when they were small. And we don't have family in the area. And there's another moral. If you don't have family and you don't have friends around to help you, build a community. If you do have family and friends around to help you, ask them for help. They'll be more than happy. Don't let pride stand in the way.
What about, you mentioned your spouse, your husband before, so is he able to be involved in homeschool, or is it kind of like more your job, or how does that work for you?
He fully supports it and did from the get-go. You know, he was like, you're the teacher, you know what to do. When we have a big decision coming up, like for example, high school credits, dual enrollment, which is what we're going through right now, things like that, we will kind of have our conference and sit and talk it through. And it's really good to have his perspective because my husband gives me that little bit of balance that I need. But day to day, it's all my decision.
Well, what do your kids think about you working?
They don't mind it at all. But when I was teaching full time, it was hard on them. It was hard on all of us. So when I did take the newer job that I'm working right now with the company, my girls were skeptical.
Right.
But right now it's working out. So.
So what would you say like are some like the biggest kind of challenges or problems that you've had to deal with in this working with homeschool life?
My girls will get busy, you know, and they do have more schoolwork to do than they used to, obviously, because they're older. But we will have days where we go to the park and they get together with their friends from their homeschool co-op, and they hang out with their teenage friends, which is super important to me to allow them to have time with their friends, especially when at this age, you know, as teenagers. And we will always have to be the first to leave because I'll need to get home and take care of things, you know?
Right. Yeah. No, it's having to live your life by the calendar. And you know, I always used to tell people I have to live my life in half hour increments.
I understand that. And I used to say the same thing. And you know what? I think also what has helped me too is I used to try to schedule my days, and I have let that go. I've let that rigid schedule go. I still have the same amount of work to do. I still know that I will get the work done, but I won't necessarily have to, like you said, be watching the clock and putting all that extra pressure on myself to get those things done within those time frames. I don't love being in the kitchen. Like I said earlier, planning meals and cooking and stuff is not one of my strengths or one of my first loves. So I do love my Instant Pot, and I love my...
I've heard a lot of good things about the Instant Pot.
Yes, and I love my crock pot, and if I do a meal plan, which I dislike, and if I do the meal plan, and I go and I shop, and I get everything I need, and have it there, and can throw it in the Instant Pot or throw it in the crock pot, it makes my life so much smoother. My family's too, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
I found a really good app, a meal planning app, and I have been using that because it will automatically give you the grocery list too, which is awesome. It's called Mealime, M-E-A-L-I-M-E, and I've been enjoying that one.
Okay, so everybody, we have to go up and look up that meal app because definitely I can use that with that. What are some of the questions that you get from people when they find out that you're working and homeschooling at the same time?
Well, you know what? A lot of people really want to work and homeschool at the same time.
Of course,
I think homeschooling is fulfilling and it's wonderful and it's awesome. But for a lot of us, especially those of us who worked before we had our kids, we still have that need, you know, to have some kind of work life. Others of us have to, you know, we have to bring in that income, even if it is, you know, a part-time income for my job, but then I have my company too. So a lot of people really do want to work while they homeschool. There are a lot of things that homeschooling moms can do now online to earn money. I mean, it's amazing. It wasn't like this when we were first starting out with homeschooling.
No. I started working online. I started my coaching business in 2008. But when I really started getting active in, let's say, 2010, after my youngest was two and all, I had people looking at me like I was crazy. And that was 2010.
Yeah.
And I started doing it about 30 hours a week by 2012. And I would still get, you know, like, oh, that's so weird. So you can do that? You don't have to coach in person. And now I'm at the point when people were calling me and trying to, you know, hire me. And I was, I only work from home. And if you don't like that, we can hang up now.
Yes, yes. The same thing, same here. I started to do evaluations and I built a website for it. And that was in 2008. And I would do evaluations for local families. It grew so quickly that I didn't want to be away from my family. So I moved to doing it online. And I did lose some clients that way because people still wanted to meet me in person. But now I'm finding out that people want to do it online because it's so con- so much more convenient right. for everybody. Sometimes I would get questions like, how do you know that you're meeting your children's needs? And it kind of made me feel guilty. You know, are you neglecting your children to build your business? Which I wasn't doing, you know?
Right. I'm on both sides of that coin, to be honest, because, you know, of course, I excel at mother guilt, honestly.
So yeah, don't we all?
A+. Yeah. I get A pluses in mother guilt. So it's really easy for me to feel guilty that, I'm not sitting in there hovering over my kids. We're doing all these things together. But honestly, at 6th and 8th grade, the last thing they want is me being near them right now. They're just at that age where mommy is weird. They really don't want my help. Yeah. Like, I'll go out there and like, so, have any questions? What can I do? How are you doing on this? Blah, blah. And they're like, just leave me alone. Let me do my work. So part of that's I need to be respectful of kind of where they're at in life and let them do their thing. But I've also trained them that way.
Yes.
They were babies practically since they were, you know, we just started homeschooling because I had to work. Right mm-hmm. now, working for me is, well, not necessarily optional, but optional mm-hmm. versus like we would be out on the street if I didn't work. So right. when I had to work and there was this impetus, I measured it out that if I work this many hours every single week, well, that's rent paycheck. So anything else above that's gravy, but I have to work this minimum hours.
Right.
And it's always that stress of, did I make my hours this week? Did I make my hours this month? I trained them literally to leave me alone.
Yes.
To be independent. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, now that I don't have to work that much. Now I do feel like the mommy guilt of, you know, I've missed out on all the good years because now they don't necessarily need me.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, I can very much relate to that too. During my years of working full time, it was the same thing. Pretty much train them so that they can be on their own. And, but you know what though, Julie?
It's an important life lesson. They need it.
Absolutely. And the goal of every great educator is to help your students become self-sufficient learners. Because yeah. that's your end goal. So if your kids learned it earlier than others, yeah. you know, and if they're thriving right now, then that's great. And I have found that some of the time that I feel like I may have missed, now we can make up for it now that we don't have to work ourselves crazy. And we do have a little bit of extra time with our kids just simply by running them around to all their social activities.
Oh my gosh, that's my new job.
Yeah.
I've decided I really hate being in a car.
Yeah.
I hate car. That's actually what I'm doing all day tomorrow we're going to Ford. Different events.
The taxi driver years.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I hate this part. Yeah. You know what? I got this wonderful advice. Someone said this once. My kids were babies. And it just kind of struck me as like one of those things that always stuck in my head is that literally our job as parents is to work ourselves out of a job.
Yeah.
I mean, that's literally our goal is to be, you know, when infants, they need us for everything. And frankly, and at some point you want them to not need you. You want yes. them to be out of your house. Like, I mean, the running joke about, you know, guys not being able to do their own laundry or not knowing how to cook or whatever, like the stereotypes, but that's not what we want for our kids, right?
Right.
We want them to be self-sufficient. So a lot yeah. of that I keep reminding myself, it's like, well, my kids are pretty freaking self-sufficient at this age. This is good. This is good.
Yeah. Yes.
So, yeah, absolutely. No, I totally get it.
Yep. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So as we wrap up right now, do you have any like words of encouragement or advice that you would like to kind of leave listeners with today?
There are so many things that you can do. And I did some freelance writing in the beginning too, you know, before I was teaching online. There's just so many things that you can do. If you're a graphic designer, you can freelance and do that. There are virtual assistants, you know, that.
Yes.
People who run websites like myself hire to do just, you know, different things. If you're really into social media, you can be a virtual assistant and just, you know, schedule social media things for bloggers and for people who have websites like this. There are all kinds of groups on Facebook you can join to learn more about that. I mean, the possibilities are endless. And then I know some people who teach for, I can't remember the name of the company, but they hire people to teach Chinese students English. And you don't have to.
There are several of those now. So there's a lot of different ways you can do that.
Right. And you don't have to have a teaching degree, you know, to work, to do those types of jobs. You know, there's just a lot out there. And so I just want to encourage everybody that, yeah, you can do it because really the homeschooling years go by so quickly. I'm here to tell you, you know, if you think that you want to work once your kids are grown and gone, it's good to just, you know, sort of keep a foot in the door and do something along path while you're homeschooling as well.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for spending your time here with us today.
Thank you so much, Julie.
As we wrap up our episode today, I want to thank you all for listening in. There are a ton of great podcasts out there, but you chose to spend your time here with us. So thank you. Please be sure to check out the show notes for the links to my site, workingwhilehomeschooling.com, and all of the great ways that you can connect with me online. I do appreciate our listener supporters. So if you enjoyed today's podcast, you too can support us with a small monthly donation that helps me continue with great content and interviews like you've heard here today on the Working While Homeschooling podcast. Just check out the show notes for the link. I appreciate your online reviews, all of you that have subscribed to our podcast, and thank you to all of you who have been sharing this with your homeschooling friends. If you know someone that you think would be a great guest of the podcast, please let me know at julie@workingwhilehomeschooling.com. Thank you for listening in today. Thank you to Terry for being our guest. And everyone, please make sure you join us in our Facebook group for a continuing conversation on today's topic and beyond. I look forward to seeing each of you soon at our next podcast for Working While Homeschooling.